We're on the top of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. One har I wanted to make. I saw yesterday. We spoke of yesterday the halacha of havdalas. The amount of havdalas you should make in Matzah Shabbos. You should make 3 or 7, somewhere between 3 and 7. And Tosafot told us it's best to either do 3 or 7, the extremes, because number 3 represents something and number 7 represents something. You're right, 4, 5, 6 also work, but 3 and 7 are ideal because they represent something. So the Chacham Sofer had the following question. He said, when it comes to aliyahs on Shabbos, we have 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. Why 7? Because the Gemara Megillah tells us connected Sheva Roe and Pnei HaMelech. It says a certain correspondence. But the lach is, on Shabbos you could be mostly, you could have Hosafas on Shabbos. So why there don't we say you should keep to 7 because 7 is correspondent to something? That's one. He asked another question when it comes to the 10 psukim we say from Malchus, Kronos, and Shofros, and Rosh Hashanah, that's based on the Asar Mamaros. The Bereishis was created, and the world was created in 10 Mamaros. That's why 10 psukim. But if you want, and it's advisable,
what's
one.
10 psukim?
10 psukim are connected to the Asar Mamaros.
Which 10 psukim?
The of Malchus.
Okay.
So those are connected Asar Mamaros. There's a certain correspondence. Yeah, we say if a person wants the most, if he's certainly allowed to add psukim on as well. So why don't we say there you should keep to the 10 because that's what the symbol was. And thirdly, he asks, when it comes to...
Doesn't the Gemara address all these questions? I feel like
No. The Gemara talks about the sources and that you're allowed to add on to it. But according to what Tosa tells us, that the best to really keep to the number, the ideal number, because that's what was represented, keep to 3, keep to 7. You should keep the 10 psukim, because the 10 is what represents this Asar Mamaros. 11 means nothing. You're allowed to. And then thirdly, he asks, when it comes to Ner Shabbos, why do we have 2 candles? Because connected Shamar V'Zachar. But it says, the more, the better. You're allowed to have more. So why don't we say all those 3 other cases, when it comes to Ner Shabbos, comes to Aldeels and Shabbos, and comes to psukim on Rosh Hashanah, why don't we keep to the number given? So the Chassam Sofer writes that when it comes to Havdalah, had we not known any better, we would have just said one Havdalah. The Chiddush tells us, because the correspondence to add 3 or to add 7. When it comes to all the others, we would have thought a lot more. Shabbos, the more the better. So 2 is not adding 2, it's like kind of limiting it. So we'd really like to have the more Shabbos candles, the better, more Shalom bias there. When it comes to Aliyos and Shabbos, the reason why the Aliyos are limited, because during the week they have to go out to work. So we can't have too much lighting. So we have 3 Aliyos on a Monday and Thursday, this way they get to work. And then, on a Chol Moed and Yom Tif, there's more things to be done. Shabbos, there's nothing to be done. There's no place a person has to go, so the more the better. 7 happens to be something, but the more happens to be better. And in the last case of Malchus, Zechonos, and Shofros, I don't remember what the reason was for that. That's the reason, because the more Shevach there is. The whole idea of the Psukim are to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why would you limit the Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he answers all 3 questions why those 3 are different. Okay.
Why again Havdalah 3 or 7? Why not 2?
Because that's what he didn't tell us why. He said because...
What did 3 or 7 represent?
The Gemara only ever told us why, right? It said it represents something. He said, Tosfos writes, Umistama, O Gimel, O Zion, Tiknu, Keneged Shum Davar. It must have been corresponding to something. We don't know what.
Shum Davar.
Yes.
Nothing. Keneged also, nothing.
Or it could be something also, no?
Shum Davar. I don't know. That's the language of the Gemara.
Tosfos, I don't think he would say.
No.
Yeah, the context of Tosfos has to mean something. Right. It means it's connected to something. Now, he doesn't tell us what, or he doesn't know what.
Maybe it's Lashem Davar.
I think it's a connected Shum Davar. Connected.
Right.
Yeah. Has to be connected something.
Something, right.
Yeah, okay.
Something.
Yeah. Doesn't bring anything stuck.
I wonder if it tells us what the.
It reminds me of Pasuk in Tehillim. It says in Kif Kuf Yutet, Sheva Bayom Hilalticha. And it speaks about Kriyat Shema. And I asked like 50 rabbis, and nobody could tell me what kind of Sheva Brochot you said the Kodesh Baruch Hu a day in regards to Kriyat Shema. And by chance I found it. It's like, I don't know from what it's off. But basically, the Brachot before and after of Kriyat Shema that you say twice are 8 to 7.
Is what?
Right.
Is what? The Brachot before and after is what?
Kriyat Shema.
Yeah.
So you have 3 at night and 4 during the day. So if you had them both, 1, 3, 7 times.
Come on, Brachot.
That's what he said.
Come on, Brachot. Just talks about that.
Probably, he might die.
Okay, fine. So let's begin at least the Gemara now.
Let's find out. I'm interested to know.
I have no answer.
You have a project, though.
Yeah, that's your project, yeah.
You have homework now. I thought you were out of school.
Okay, says the Gemara, 3 lines from the top. Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hamavdil Tzarech Sheyomar Me'ein Chasima. Samuch L'Chasima Asa. So when saying the bracha of Havdalah, you have to say something that has to do with the chasim. The chasim is the concluding bracha. You have to mention the something about the bracha, the chasim bracha, in the end of the actual surah of the bracha. So you have, let's say, in Havdalah we had three statements and then a chasima. The third statement has to be about the chasima, related to the chasima. That's according to Rav, according to Shmuel. He says no. Right before the chasim, you have to repeat something about number one. So you have one, two, three havdalas. Number one has to be repeated again. Something about number one right next to the chasim of the bracha. So right before the bracha, are you going to say something about the chasima, about the last, about the concluding bracha, or are you saying something about the pasicha, about the beginning? That's the machlokas Shmuel and Pumbadisa. So my benayu, what's the nafkimina between the two? Ik benayu yom tov shechal yosu acher hashabbos. The chasima son, the chasminon being kodesh to kodesh. Right, when we have Shabbos going to yantav, we say kodesh to kodesh. And that's how we conclude Havdalah. Exactly.
So again, seven, he says, seven lakim.
So that was referring to Gemara Menachos about something else. No, but that context is talking about 7 and 13, a different, I don't know what context is talking about. He's quoted Gemara Menachos. 7 and 13 represent something else. So when it comes to Shabbos, Fa'alba Yom Tif, where the Havdalah ends up being Kodesh to Kodesh, so what's the Chasima going to be? Ma'an damar me'im psichason. So lo bai the meimar being kedusha Shabbos the kedusha Yom Tov Havdalah. You don't have to say that. You have the regular Havdalah. You have the regular Havdalah of Mavdim Mikosh Chol Ben Olachoshek when Yisrael Amim Yom. Then you say Ben Kodesh Lekodesh Baruch Atah Hashem Ben Kodesh Lekodesh. You do not have to have main Chasimasan in the tzura of the bracha. But man damar main Chasimasan Samlecha Chasimasan. You have to have something about the bracha of the chasima in the actual surah, then by the meimar being kedusha Shabbos or kedusha Yom Tov Havdalah. You have to say ma'adim mikol shechol b'nor lachoshek when yisrael amim b'nim ashi l'sheish mi'amaseh, and then you have to say being kedusha Shabbos or kedusha Yom Tov Havdalah, and then you say berachat Hashem being kodesh l'kodesh. That's nafkamina again. Whether you have to insert being kedusha Shabbos or kedusha Yom Tov Havdalah in the text of Havdalah. Okay, so that's the and that's the machlokas, and that's the nafkamina. So says the Gemara Vayta now. Gufa, yeah.
Quick clarification question. Mm-hmm. In general, towards the end of the conclusion, that's what we do. The same thing by Al Michya. Like there's like a little bit of a scum in there towards the end.
Correct. That's correct.
So that's the general halakha that we do. I feel like.
That's a good question.
I don't have many examples, but I would assume that that's the we do by Abdullah, we do by Al Michya.
Every bracha basically it's a direct correspondent to the mitzvah.
No, but that's what
whatever you do. So
no, but I'm saying in a longer dialogue, say, that's where you would need askama. It's the only thing that is applicable, right?
I think what else is there? But yeah, I would agree to you that Al Nuchi would seem to be the same. Would fit this as well, yeah. Okay. So says the Gemara now, Gufa. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Hapoches lo yifchos mishlol shumosiv lo yosiv al sheva. As we said before, you shouldn't have any less than three havdalos and shouldn't have any more than seven havdalos. So the Gemara says, Meisivay, ask a question, Omer havdalos b'motzei shabbosos. You say Havdalah and Matzah Shabbos, Uv Matzah Yom Tovim, Uv Matzah Yom Kippurim, Uv Matzah Shabbos L'Yom Tov, Matzah Yom Tov L'Chalam Shel Moed. All these cases, you say Havdalah, Aval Lo, Uv Matzah Yom Tov L'Shabbos. When Yom Tov is on a Friday and goes into a Shabbos, you do not say. Every other case, when they're ending a Kedushas Yom, you say some sort of Havdalah. So, Haragil Omer, someone who's regular who knows how to say Havdalah, Omer Harbe, he says as much as he wants. V'she'enu Ragel, somebody who's not as familiar with Havdalah, so Omer Achas, he just says simply one. So we see
Harbe means according to the text or just makes up stuff?
So according to this simple reading, it could be making up stuff. I think we'll see in a moment that's really dependent on things that are found in the Torah. At this stage, it seems anything he wants, any relevant Havdalah. No, because you're just adding text. You're not you're saying a new baruch. You're still saying baruch, one baruch to Hashem. You're just adding things within the surah. Exactly. So we see from here, at least, that a person who doesn't know, who's not Rogil and saying Avdala, says one. Then we just say before a person should not have Lo Yivchos Mishalosh, don't have less than three. How then does a Brisa say you can have one? So Tinaihi, the Amar of Yochanan Benon Shel Kedoshim, Omer. Yochanan said the sons of the Kedoshim, which we'll find out who they are in a second. Omer Achas, there was such a group of people who would say simply one. And that's a Tana, so that's a Machlokes Tanaim, whether one or three is the minimum. Benogu Ha'am Lomar Shalosh, however, the Am was not knowing to say one, they were knowing to say three. So it's a Machlokes Tanaim. Uman Nihu, Benon Shel Kedoshim. Who are these individuals, the sons of these Kedoshim? Rabbi Nachum Bar Simai. This was the individual who was known as the son of the Kedoshim. My Karnlem Benan Shokedoshim. Why was he referred to this way, this endearing term? The Lo Istakel Betsursa Dezuze. Because he would not look at the Tsura, the image on the coins. And for that reason, he was considered someone very, very Kadosh. On the coins, they had different pictures of Avodah Zarah. So he wouldn't look at them. So for this reason, he was considered Benon Shel Kedoshim. So Tosus asks in two places in Avodah Zarah and Shabbos, he asks, what's the Chashivas? Why is he considered a Chassid? The din is that it's Aser to look at Avodah Zarah. You can't look at Avodah Zarah. If you have a coin that has a Avodah Zarah on it, nobody's allowed to look at it. So why are we praising him for being a Benon Shel Kedoshim, such a Chashiva person? Everyone has the Iser. He was keeping the Halacha. So two answers were given. One answer is given is that the only Iser to look at Avodah Zarah is when the Avodah Zarah was fashioned for the purposes of Avodah Zarah. When the Avodah Zarah was simply made for noy, for the way it looks, for appearance, that wasn't Bechlal the Isser of looking at Avodah Zarah. So paintings and whatnot that might have Avodah Zarah on it, that doesn't. But if it's made for something to be worshipped, that's the only time there's an Isser. Tosos and Shabbos says no. The Isser is that the Isser is their concern. If you look at the Avodah Zarah, it's going to cause you turning to Avodah Zarah. That's the Isser. Al Tifne El Alilim. So you can't look towards the Alilim. You can't look at the idols. But if it's something that they're regular to see, when it comes to the coins, have the image of Avodah Zarah, that's not Al Tifnu Elilim. They're not turning Dafka to look at the Elilim. They're not looking at the Avodah Zarah. That's not called turning away. That's something that's normal, part of habit, part of using the coins, using the money. So that's completely permitted. So there are two reasons why it's permitted to look at the image in the coin. It was only, he was such a machmir, such a kadosh, that Rabbi Menachem Bar Simai, that he was called Benon Shel Kedoshim. He was a Lefnim Asher Sadim. So someone was telling me, I didn't get to see this inside, someone was explaining to me, so why Dafka, was he the one who simply had one Havdalah? Because for us regular people, every Havdalah to us is very different. Ben Kudusha Shabbos, Kudusha Yom Tov, Ben Chol, Shabbos L'chol, Ben, Or L'choshech, these are all different types of Havdalahs. Light and dark are different, Shabbos and Chol are different to us. When you really understand, everything is really the same difference. Everything has Kedusha. Or has Kedusha. Shabbos has Kedusha. That's all the same Hevdel. It's all one Hevdel. When you get to the level of Rav Nachum Ben Simai, you can realize it's all one Havdalah. But when you're not on the level like we are, so each Havdalah is different in its own right. We don't see that it's all one all-encompassing Havdalah. Again, I didn't see it inside to really appreciate what it was saying, but that's the idea that he was explaining to me.
Ask everybody to go.
Thank you. We really have clout here. It says the Gemara.
He's been here for a little time, but he's very powerful. He's got magic.
That's why he said it.
Come on, David. That was marketing.
Shalach le Rav Shmuel bar Idi, Chanina Achi, Omer. So Rav Shmuel said, Chananya Achi, my brother Chananya Omer Achas. My brother would actually say only one Havdalah. He was, I guess, at this level, if you understand this to be a certain level. Bless Hilchos HaKavasi, however, we do not pass in this way. We say one should have at least three Havdalahs. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Hamavdil Tzarach Shiyomar Main Havdalos Hamurs B'Torah. When a person says Havdalah, he could only use, we addressed the question you said before, which Havdalah? The Brisa said before, you could say Harbe, say as many Havdalahs as you want. Here it comes to qualify, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, you could only say a Havdalah that is mentioned in the Torah. So what are the Havdalahs that are mentioned in the Torah? So Meisive, is that really true? You have to mention something that's only in the Torah? Say the Havdalahs, Heyach, Omer. How are you supposed to say Havdalahs? Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol, ben Or L'choshech, ben Yisrael L'amim, ben Rashi L'sheshim Ha'amaseh, ben Tamei L'tahor, ben Hayam L'charava, ben Maim Helyonim L'maim Hatachtonim, ben Kwanim L'vim L'Yisraelim. All these different Havdalahs. V'chosim b'say the Bereishis, and you...
Wow, that's interesting. Ben Kwanim L'vim, right?
Yeah,
I guess that's why we don't say.
So why?
You're gonna have to start, but it's also, I mean, I forgot if it's in Baruch Shamar or in some other thing. Like, we can say so many more things to you know, to l'shabach, to praise Hashem, you know, in the Gemara, I think in Masechet Brachot, it was talking about how some people would say, you know, oh, I think it's right before, right after Ishtabach, right? Le'alel, l'shabach, le'alel, le'alel. So we could also say, le'kales, and then one of the Rabbanim in the Gemara, he's like, and that's all you're going to say about it? Like, you could keep going forever. So same thing here. I mean, with these Havdalot, we could go forever to Lavdil ben Kushi le'lavan, ben Zel.
That's why it says that 3 or 7.
Right.
Three. Three. Timai. We're done before. Like, you're 3 or you say 7. There's, you cannot do it.
I mean, so why not do 75? I mean, why not do 10?
I hear what he says. The Gemara in Brachos says that, right, someone got up to the Daven, the Sheikh Tzibur, and he started saying all these praises.
Right, right.
Are you finished? Is that all you have to say about Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's it? You can't. Obviously, there's the only reason why we're able to limit the amount of Shabbat, because Moshe Rabbeinu said this particular Shabbat. Other than that, we couldn't even start to praise him, because then you could never end praising him. So that's the kash. You're saying, why not hear by Abdallah? It's once you start. So we're suggesting, no, that's why the Chazal, we said 3 and 7 is the limit. We learned before, 3 to 7, that's the range you should go into. Maybe it's for that reason.
It's a psak as well.
The 3 to 7.
That's a psak as well.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we do 3. I'm not sure if it's brought down. I don't see it actually being brought down in halacha here. I'm not sure it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. But l'chora, there's no reason why not to. Why to add on to 7? So this is the whole long havdalah, and then yeah.
Quick question. I'm sorry. Actually, I'll let you finish that here first, and I'll ask the question.
Okay, so how do you conclude the bracha? So again, first it says v'chosem b'seder brachos. That's how you. That's the Tanakhama. Then Acherim Omrim Biyotzer Bereshis. That's how you conclude it. And then Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chosim Mikadesh Yisrael. These are all the different types of chasima. So this is very long brisa. Before I get to your question, this very long brisa teaches us. So Gemara is going to add on to it. We'll pause here for a second. Yeah.
Okay, so all these different things here, they clearly are makoros to the Torah. Right. Like, so.
Well, not. We'll see in a second. Not true, but.
That's what they were trying to accomplish. Yes. Right. So Rishub and Levi, when he was bringing these things, he said, like, it's better, or it must state, he said, Tzar Shiomer from the Torah. So my question is, I just want to understand that. If it wouldn't be from the Torah, then what? Then it wouldn't be a...
It's a good question.
Is that what, that's seemingly what he's saying?
Well, so I think
that... He's saying Tzar Shiomer.
So I'm not sure what the chisaron is. What's lacking? Let's say you make a havdalah, being kushy lovin', like you said. Let's say you make such a havdalah. Is that going to be a problem? Is that going to take away from your havdalah? Is it unnecessary? Is it inappropriate?
No, but I think for the way the Gemara seems to be learning is that there's two sides. One side is that to say a one sentence clause, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is to say like really biblical related things to make the havdalah. Meaning it's either the side of you making one liners that are your own little whatever, right? Another side is based in the Torah, and that's why that's the cause of
it. No, I'm not sure that's machlok, because even in the one line, let's say you only have to say 1 versus 3, it seems to be Shimon Levi is saying everybody agrees that the Havdalahs have to be sourced in the Torah. I don't think that's being argued on.
So he's clarifying.
Your question, I thought, was, once he says, but let's say you choose your own Havdalah, is that inappropriate? What's the reason why you can't choose your own Havdalah? Why does it have to be sourced in the Torah?
I wasn't saying that, but that is a good question.
I thought, okay, that's what you were saying.
I can't get credit for that.
But either way, Rishu Levi said, what? High school you would have taken. Right? I'm glad you grew up.
You cannot add to yourself, because in Pnimiyot, everything is drawn up from the Torah. So.
Ein chidush tachas ha-shemesh. That's what you're saying.
No. So while you're adding, you're actually not adding anything, because whatever is in the Torah, it's include everything anyway. So even you say Kushin Lavan, in a different way, it's already included there.
I don't think it's kush in Levan.
Whatever.
There is kush. There is that. She has life. Shakushid.
All right. No, that was a smart.
Fine. After all this, so the Gemara says, if it's really true, v'im isa, if it's really true that everything has to be sourced in the Torah, hob bein hayam l'charava lo k'sive be'l havdala. It doesn't say lashon havdala in the context of distinguishing between water and dry land. You look at Rashbam, we won't go through it, but he brings the Lashon Havdalah is mentioned by all the other cases, the Rashbam V'chosim B'Seidah B'Rishis, he brings a pasuk for each of these Havdalahs. But it doesn't mention anywhere Bein Hayam L'Charava. So we see, you don't have to have the Havdalah based in the Torah. So Gemara says, Sami Mikan means remove from here, Bein Hayam L'Charava. So take it out of the equation. That shouldn't be there. Okay, we erased it. Ihachi. Bein Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Yimei HaMaseh Nami Mein Chasimahu. So now, if we count all them up, so the last one we're saying is Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Yimei HaMaseh. That's really part of the Chasima. You can't count that as one of the Havdalahs. So you end up having only six. Again, Ihachi ben Yomashvi Lishishim Amasa Nami Mein Chasima who Batzer Chadav Leka Shiva. You lose one. You only have seven left over. You do the calculation. End up being only six once you've removed ben Yomashvi Lishishim Amasa and you've removed now ben Hayam Lecharava. You have six. Yeah, we got that six.
Ben Maim Elyonim. Yeah,
and now we took two out.
Yeah, we had eight. So now
we
took
out
two.
And now Ben Yom Shvi L'Shesh
Yom Hamaseh. And Yom Shvi L'Shesh Yom Hamaseh. Now you have six.
So, like a Shiva, you don't have seven? So respond to the Gemara. Amrei, Kohanim Levim V'Yisrael Trei Mili Ninhu. Ben Levim L'Yisraelim Dichzeh Beis Ahiv Del Shem HaShev At Levi. Ben HaKohanim Levim Dichzeh Bnei Amron Aaron Moshe V'Yavdeh Aaron L'Aktisha Kodesh Kodashim. So we see first Levi, Barsh Baloscha, Levi was separate as a Shevet Levi. And then within Levi, Kohanim were separate from Levi.
So that's three really, different. So that's it, and we add one.
Exactly. That ends up being two different ones. One is really incorporating two different Havdalahs, and that gives us a count of seven. So an interesting question. The Rambam writes that Havdalah and Kiddush are the same. He says, Kishem, I forget exactly the Lashon, but they learn from the Rambam, he thinks Havdalah is a Din Deraisa because he compares Havdalah to Kiddush. So the Minchas Chinuch asks the following question. There's a din that Kiddush has to have Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara is going to tell us later on. I forget which daf, but later on in Pesachim tells us that you have to mention Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, the Fidei Rambam, where there's a connection. You should also have to say Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah, but we don't find that anywhere. That's his question he has. So I saw in a beautiful Sefer Chavetel Sasharon, which I love, a beautiful Sefer in Chumash. It's Rav Kalbach. I don't remember his first name. Rav Kalbach has like Lomdis and Halacha on the Parsha, massive Svarim. So he writes that based on this Gemara here, we see the Havdalah we're talking about here is not Havdalah of Kedusha necessarily. It's all about different Havdalahs, just separations. The idea of Havdalah is not, even according to the Rambam, it's not about being Mekadesh Shabbos from the end, from the backwards Kedusha. It's really about having this idea of Havdalah, this concept, this Indian of Havdalah. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Chonin Had, we say it in Chonin Hadas. Had the Das, the Bina, to understand the distinction between two different things. So he wants to bring from all these different Havdalahs, that's the point. It's not about Mekadesh things, it's about Havdalahs. Once we establish the fact, it's all about just the concept of being Mavdil, being certain things, so we can understand why you don't have to mention Zeichlitz Yes Mitzrayim. Because for the Rambam, it's not a really equation of Kiddush to Havdalah, they're both Deraisas, but they serve two different purposes. Kiddush serves the purpose of being Mekadesh, infusing Kedusha to Shabbos. Havdalah is recognizing the fact that we could be Mavdil, like other Marishos Mavdil, we could also be Mavdil, being certain things. Okay, so that's the Gemara now. Mechasei mai chasim. What's the conclusion of the bracha? So Rav Amar Mekadesh Yisrael, Ushmu Amar Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lechol, and that's how we paskin. So Layit Allah Abaye. So Abaye would curse. Viseima Rav Yosef would curse. Aha de Rav, he'd curse that whoever would conclude like Rav would simply say Mekadesh Yisrael. Okay. Tana Mishmei de Rishu ben Chananya, Kol. You combine both them as one long chasima. A person gets a long life and many years for doing that. However, we do not pass in that way. You only conclude in one way because the idea is we don't do two conclusions.
That's because Rav said he's going to get cursed.
That could be also. That would have been an interesting reason. But
Rashi, hesitant to say if Rav said, Hilgar Rav said that, I would be hesitant to say it.
Right, but at the same time, a bias is you get cursed for saying it.
It's so funny, cursed and no, late and late. It's it's so one with a tet, one with a tav. So I thought you were gonna say he also cursed the same after.
less so. So the reason why
that's gonna be hard for me to get used to.
We'll get used to it. I thought that are you Yemeni?
The
Yemenites apparently say less, don't they?
No, they say. On Dalit, if it Dalit is a Dalit.
The Dalit, okay.
That's why when they say Shema, they say Echal. That's
but what do they say for a tough without a Dagish, what we call Saf?
I don't know.
Like Tha?
It's a Dalit. But the tough, I'm not sure what they do, but it's like a whole other language.
Someone told me who has a Yemenite, he said that Saf, they're similar more to Ashkenazim than they are to Svardim.
Right.
Because they distinguish.
Yeah, they say Gafin.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
They say Jafin.
Right. But they say Saf or something similar. He said the Sin and the Samach also are different. We say Sin and Samach are both Sa. he said he couldn't do it, but his father had, there's some slight difference between a samech and a sin. He couldn't do it, though. Could you do it?
I can't.
I don't even know what it, I can't even imagine what it would be.
They do kuf.
A little more guttural.
Yeah.
Kuf.
Okay.
Because there's kaf. I mean, there's difference between, you know, there's an ayin, there's an aleph, but we turn the ayin into aleph. Everybody turned.
Right. It's very hard to know what they got from Misora and what they got that they got mixed up with their own language in the country. It's always like that. So a little bit is.
It's always very confusing to me, this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's always mixed up on both, so it's never.
And then whenever you have like a more traditional Jew and you're saying Kiddush, he's like, that's not how we did it in my family 50 years ago.
All right.
Okay.
And you don't know what to say, man.
So and the reason why we don't pass in this way, you can't conclude both ways, is the top Tosus tells us, and the Rashi also mentions that Lefi She'ein Chos Mishtaim. That's the halacha. The klal is you can't conclude a bracha with two different chasimos. Only one chasima is permitted for a concluding bracha.
Yeah, but Mekadesh Yisrael veShabbat veAzemanim.
Great question.
Three things right there.
Great question. I don't know the answer.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a great question.
Okay,
I don't know.
No, but didn't we say earlier in the war that when Yom Tov is punched together with Shabbos, then there would be an exception? Didn't we say something?
I think that was asked in Gemara Brachos, Mekadesh Yisrael.
They talk about this. So they ask about two chasimos, yeah?
Yes.
There was I'm sure they have an excuse for it.
We learned it in Brachos, for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It was in Brachos. I mean, I remember clearly that we asked that question.
Yeah, I forgot the terms.
Okay.
Me too.
Okay. Now there's a question, though. It's Hashem.
Gets us
to go look.
That's a good question. It was found.
Yeah.
You should have been on time.
I was. I just was hiding around in the caves. Okay. Right, so says the Gemara now, Kuv Dalam is the top line, Ula Ikle the Pumadisa. Ula was visiting the place of Pumadisa. Amarle, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rey. Rabbi Huda says to his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, Zil Amtile Kalkala Depiri, go bring to Ula a basket of fruit, v'chazei heichi avdil. Now go see how he's going to be mavdil. So I'm not really sure what the connection of bringing the basket of fruit is to see Havdalah. Maybe just give him a present, like invite him. And then a separate excuse to go see him, and then now go witness, observe how he does Havdalah. So Rabbi Yitzchak, what does he do?
Rambam says that.
Yeah, does he? Yeah?
He says that's tachlis, why he was going. But the fruit is an excuse to get in the door.
Okay, fine. All right, very good. Okay. So that's what he did. A little Eitzah Tova. Find out how he did Havdalah. So, Lo Azil, he didn't go himself, Rabbi Yitzchak, rather Shadulei Le'Abai. He sent Abai off to do his little shlichus. So, Ki Asa Abai, when Abai returned, Amar Le, Heichi Amar. So, Nu, tell me Abai, what did Ula say? Amar Le, Baruch Hamavdim in Kodesh Lechol. The Sulo, nothing else. Asa Lekami Davua, Amar Le, Heichi Amar. So he goes to his father Rabbi Yehuda, and his father asks, so what he say? I didn't go, I sent actually Abai to go find out. And Abai told me, he reported back, Hamabdu min Kodesh Lechol. So Amale, so his father harshly responds to him, Ravranuse Demar, the Ravranus, the rabbinic physician, the gaiva that you have, Vesaruse Demar, and the gaiva, I'm not sure exactly the different terms here. What do they say these both mean in the art school?
Holiness and the master's domination.
Uh-huh, okay. So the Sirsa, I guess, Lashon of Sin and Samech by Srirus. Garmele Lamar, caused you, my son, Rabbi Yitzchak, the lo tema shmaisa mipume. Your laziness, your haughtiness, caused the sugya, this halacha, will not be said in your name. What's the issue with that? So it says Rashbam, the lo tigmar shmaisa mipume, the Rabbi Yitzchak, el mipume debai. V'armin, the Gemara, Yivamos tells us, Kol Tam and Chacham Sh'omrim Sifsos of Dovos Bekever. Whenever you quote somebody, B'Shem Omro, even in the Kever, their lips move, so it's good to mention their name, and you'll lose out on the opportunity. So says the Gemara, right. Mesive, Kol HaBrachos Kulon Poseach BeBaruch. Every Brachah begins with a Baruch, V'Chosim Ben Baruch, and they conclude with another Baruch. Chut Mi Birkas HaMitzvos U'Birkas HaPeros. Except for a birchas mitzvah, you know, asher kishom mitzvos of his own leishiva sukkah, for example, or birchas aperos. The reason being, the Rashbam tells us these do not have a beginning bracha and an end bracha. Rashbam explains birchas mitzvos kigon lehisatei petitis valnitidas lulav v'tamo shel davar lefishein ben ribuy dvarim. It's very short. if you have two baruchs, it's not enough words to have two baruchs. Only longer brachas are told that have a bracha in the beginning and another baruch at the end. But short brachas don't have
what
that.
Do you mean, give me an example.
Let's say benching. You start baruch atah Hashem and you conclude baruch atah Hashem atah nes hakol.
Okay.
So that's the example. But birchas hamitzvos and birchas haperos are so short, you know, 6-7 words, so that doesn't have a beginning bracha and end bracha, just one baruch.
Most of the brachot are like this, without the beginning, most only with the beginning.
Any chanami, but it could be right. Most of them, anyways, it happened to be very short. But the klal is, if it's a longer bracha, you say baruch in the beginning, baruch at the end. The shorter ones, you just say one baruch. And then further, the brisa says.
But then we have the brachot of Kriyat Shema.
We'll get that exactly. Very good. So again, chutz mi birchas mitzvos, birchas haperos, a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, a bracha is next to another bracha. U bracha achrona should be kriyashma, the last bracha doesn't have an opening MSVYotziv, doesn't have an opening bracha. Sheyesh behem poseach bebarach, vein chosim bebarach. There are those that have a beginning bracha, but no end bracha. Vyesh behem shechosim bebarach, and there are those that have a bracha at the end, but vein poseach bebarach, but don't begin with a bracha. All different types. We'll get to explain this in a second. Latova Meitiv, Poseach Bebarach, Veinochosim Bebarach. Latova Meitiv, the fourth bracha of benching, has a Baruch Atasha in the beginning, but does not have a concluding bracha at the end. So this, all these different things, is Akasha Le'ula. Because Ula simply said, Baruch V'lochosim. He said, Baruch HaMavdil Min Kodesh L'chol. He didn't say at the end, he said, Baruch HaMavdil Min Kodesh L'chol, Baruch HaMavdil Min Kodesh L'chol, Baruch HaMavdil Min Kodesh L'chol, Baruch HaMavdil. He didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem Hamavdi Mekorish Lechol at the end. He just said the Baruch in the beginning and had three different Havdalahs. Where was the end? So says the Gemara, Amar Lecha Ula Honami Kebirchas Hamitzvos Stamya. This the Havdalah is very similar to Birchas Hamitzvos that do not require two Baruchs. How so?
Like on Tzitzit.
Yep.
Okay.
What's the Svara? Birchas Hamitzvos My Taima Mishum Dehodahi Honami Hodahi. Birchas Hamitzvos is a Hodah. So look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam says, Hodahi in Kuf Hei Amun Aleph, V'ein Bahefsek Davar Acher. It's one full straight Havdal, Bracha, Hodah. Lo Hefsek Tchina, Lo Hefsek Ritzer. Nothing, there's no Bakashos, there's nothing else. Just Hodah, just thanks to Hashem. Hilkach Psichas and Sagi, it's enough to have one Baruch in the beginning because all of the same theme. Lo dami the birchas kiddush shetzarch l'saber b'shavach Shabbos. You have to start mentioning Shabbos. Ubirchas yotzei or sheish behepsek tchina kum bracha mecharabim. All different types of interruptions between the beginning baruch until the end of the baruch. Ubirchas avol sheish baritzoi lefikach. Oh, that's very interesting, actually. Yesh baritzoi. Okay, explain that why that's interesting in a second. Lefikach tzarch liftoach l'sayim b'shvach l'shemakum. That's why you have to begin with the bracha of Hashem, Baruch Ata Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch is full of bracha, and you have to end with Baruch Ata Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch is full of bracha. But when the whole thing is all about Hodah, one continuous theme, which is the case by Birchas Mitzvos, and now also the case by Birchas Havdalah, you don't have to say Baruch two different times. Now, we don't pask in that way. We do say Baruch at the end. Now, the reason why it's interesting that Birchas Avos is Yesh Baritzoi, because we classically understand Birchas Avos, which is the first bracha of Shemar Esrei, as Birchas Shevach, a praise. Ritzoi is different than Shevach. Ritzoi is where you're leading up to a Bakasha. For example, Mashiv Ruchim Nagashim is a big shaila, how to say Geshem or Gashem. So it's based on the point, if Birchas Mashiv Ruchim Nagashim is simply a Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like all the other Shvachos that exist in the beginning. You say Mashiv Ruchim Nagashim, it's part of the flow. Because whenever Gashem means there's an Esnachta, there's a pause. So Geshem is part of the flow. When you're saying Gashem, it sounds like it's a separate entity. Masha Ruach Minar Gashem, it shouldn't really be there, but it's placed there anyway. According to that approach, they say that Masha Ruach is really a Ritzui. It's there, it's supposed to introduce what we're eventually going to ask, with saying Talamat Levracha, to introduce She'ela. So that's why Masha is a Ritzui. Unclear, I was reading Rashi by the way, not Rashbam, but unclear why Rashi calls all Birchas Avos a Ritzui, it really should be a Shevach.
Oh, Rashbam says it too.
Rashi also does. Okay, I mean Rashi, but Rashbam also does say it. Okay, fine. So we still have a few minutes. Now there is a machlokas, Rashbam and Tosfos. Why exactly a bracha smucha lechaverta does not have to have a beginning bracha to it when one's next to the other? Let's say brichas kriyashma, the beginning of a marv. Let's say so. The second bracha starts. Avot.
Avot.
Let's say baruch. Avot, because it piggybacks off the first bracha.
But you chatamta ta bracha rishona. You finished it. You're done with it. You finished it off.
So let's see the reason. So the Rashbam writes.
Amari Baravim.
Well, all the brachos that are smucha lechavarta, you have a chatima.
You have a chatima, yes, but like in Birkot HaShachar, when we say, you just they say you don't say amen after it. But, I don't know. I think you say it too. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when we say that bracha right after the bracha before it, which is Shelo Asani Avid. No, Shelo Asani Isha. We say Shelo Asani Isha, and then we say Baruch Ata Hashem, Avich Hevlesh, and we continue. And it's like, you know,
we also do that.
Don't say amen after that.
We have a different seder, though. We don't
right. We have a different seder, but
we don't say amen after right. that. Mm-hmm. It's just because it leads right into the next bracha. But we're not. We started off with a chatima, Avich Hevlesh, and Amenai, but we continue to the next topic, which is Gomleni Chasadim Tovim, without a bracha in between them. So now I understand it. But between the second bracha of Kriyat Shema and the first bracha of Kriyat Shema, there's clearly a chatima after the first bracha. You finished it. We finished it. We moved on. So why are we continuing as if it's piggybacking? It's not. It's, you know, it seems as if they're completely separated.
Right. So what Rashbam says, though, that the bracha, and you're uncomfortable with this, but the bracha in the beginning, the first Baruch Ata Hashem of the first bracha goes on to the second one. You're right, they're two different brachas, but they're still affiliated with each other. You're still saying brachos. You're still not being mopsic with any meisim, with anything else. It's still brachos that are continuous. You might be more satisfied with Tosos' understanding. Tosos writes in Chutz, we bracha hasmuch lechaverta, perish lefi shechasima barishona ein tzarech lefsoach shnia, bebarach. He says that the chasima of the first bracha, that baruch at Hashem, is being used for the beginning of the next one.
Oh.
That last bracha.
It's like the opening of the...
It ends the first one, and then it opens the next one. As opposed to the bracha in the beginning works on both, the end of the first one really is being used for the beginning of the next one, so it's continuous. Right,
so
that's how it tells us to understand.
It's philosophy yourself, what you say. Right? Kedushin.
So Baruch Hashem HaMamari V'Ravim, Ahavat Olam, is like one.
Exactly.
So it's kind of like Baruch Ata Hashem, just... cancel out in your mind the Mariv Aravim and apply it to Ahavat
Olam. It cannot be one. That's exactly what I just said in the beginning when David HaMelech, Sheva Bayom Imalticha. So you must count it as two separate
ones. No, it is two separate ones. That's why it says Bracha Smocha Lechaver. Otherwise it would be one. It's two.
The real question is what the need is to say Baruch for each Bracha. Why have to say that? Why is it suffice?
Right, it's not saying that it's one. It's just saying that you don't have to start with Baruch.
You're Yotze Baruch. You already mentioned Baruch and that's right. Enough. To start describing the new Shevach we're about to say.
That's why they say that when you say, let's say, Tfilas Aderech, you should say, try to make it Brachas Mocha Lechaver.
Right. Kain Neshama also. We'll see in a second. They say the Tosa, I think, talks about Kain Neshama here.
You say Lekain Neshama at the end, or you say it in the middle?
I say it after Birchas HaTorah.
Before Birchas HaTorah.
Nice. There's two different ones. I say Tiyas Adayim, Asher Yatzar, Birch HaStor, and Elkai Neshama. That's how Arshkel has it. Others
say
Tiyas Adayim, Asher Yatzar, Birch HaStor, and then Elkai Neshama.
So Svard has it after
Asher Yatzar. Yeah, others do.
We have it before everything.
You don't have any bracha before?
Oh, no, we have Asher Yatzar before.
Right.
No, you do also. You say using Tiyadayim, Asher Yatzar.
Well, Tiyadayim, Asher Yatzar, and then yes.
Yeah, it's a big. It's unclear. Look at it throughout the Mishabura. Right, but others say right here. It's not so clear. What
right. We have it at the end. This is Ashkenaz, right?
This is Svard.
Svard.
Ashkenaz also has it like that. Though.
We have it at the end.
At the end
but according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's better not to say it at the end, right?
He brings it after Asher Yatzar. He says to say it.
Right.
So he says bring what after Yatzar?
Yeah, but the real thing is. It really needs to be next to any
here
bracha.
Here it says, what does it say here?
Yesh noagin lomar v'gat elokai nishama damut.
Right.
Okay, so...
Makes sense both ways.
Right, Tosus addresses this question. Look at Tosus, Dira Masa, Kol brachos posech b'baruch v'chosim b'baruch. The second one is v'tema. Bracha de lokai nishama, amai lo posech es b'baruch. Why doesn't it begin with a baruch, lokai nishama? D'ha me'ikar lo havas smuch l'chaverta. Mika din is not really next to any other brachos. It's a standalone bracha. Okay, that means mebrachos keep misar when a person wakes up. Omer lo kain neshama. The king kasha me'ata huad shelo nivra olam v'tfilas aderech shechosim ve'enam posech mebarach. Other cases we find where they're not introduced with the bracha. Tosos asks, the yesh omer lafi she'enam brachos elo shevach v'tfila ba'alma.
Wow, yeah.
And Tosos. Real that.
The other side.
Sorry. Tosa said, "V'yesh lomar lefi she'enem brachos ela shavach v'tfila." Ba'alma. They're not really brachas. They're really just a praise and a tefila, asking Kadosh Baruch Hu for something. They're not really a bracha. And since it's not really a bracha, it doesn't have to have a tsura of bracha. It doesn't have to begin with the Baruch Ata Hashem. And he goes on to explain something about Megillah, but still, nonetheless, it's best to try to make, as we said, tefilas haderech and l'kai neshama juxtaposed to another bracha. This way it could piggyback off of that.
What do you mean with tefilas haderech?
The airplane.
Tefilas haderech.
You go to the bathroom. There.
Or you eat something.
You started with that baruch.
They said the best thing is you eat something. And then you said tefilat
haderech. Shomei tefila is the chatima.
No, no, but how it starts? Baruch
Hashem.
Yiratzon. Fash. That's the
deal. Where are you going, man?
So they're saying,
but if you do not go to the bathroom,
right, something. The best thing is you eat something.
So you're waiting until you eat or go to the bathroom in order to be so somech le baruch.
Okay, let's do one more tosas here.
You have to tell the pilot to wait till you eat the apple, not to start.
You have to tell the pilot to say the
bracha. That's the Shiloh one exactly to say the
right.
Yes, there.
To go to the battle.
Only the lolly can
say that. Even there, you're gonna get yourself.
Probably the Rick, you can tell that.
I cannot tell anything to anyone.
You like so much, you own the whole place.
Say, let's look at the big tosas here. Dear Masa Chutz Mi Bracha, we'll just read a few lines from it. If the three medium wide lines up in tosas, the medium wide lines, three lines up. Yeah, exactly. Vim Tomar. Vim Tomar Yalucha Sheacher Halel V'Yureinenu in the end of Marv V'Yishtabach Lama Ein Posech Ben Mebarach. All those don't have a introduction here. Vim Tomar.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, Vim Tomar. Up. So again, Vim Tomar Yalucha Sheacher Halel V'Yureinenu in Mariv V'Yishtabach Lama Ein Posech Ben Barach. Why don't these things have bracha? They're not smuch lechaverta. V'Yesh Lomar Yalucha Havi smuch lechabracha Likras Halel. It is. What?
I think like the Tosfot. It's a problem.
It's a problem. What do you mean? V'Yureinenu Lashkivenu. It's next to the Ashkivenu, of course. V'Yishtabach Lebarach Shemar V'Lo Havu Hapsukim Hefsei Kimo Bracha Achronish B'Kriyah Shema. And they're not considered a hefsek. It's not a hefsek between Yishtabach and Baruch Hashem. It's all part of the Pesuk of the Zimmer. It's all one continuous praise. And again, it's Kimosha Baruch Achorne Shebekriyashma, Delo Havi Kriyashma hefsek. It's also not a hefsek Kriyashma, of course. Vim came, what comes out is Nira, She'ein lehafsik Bein Baruch Hashem, Mar Yishtabach. One should not interrupt in between, have any hefsek, should not speak between Baruch Hashem, Mar Yishtabach. Since it's a Baruch Hashem, Smuch Lechaverta, you have to have this continuous flow. And one last line in Tosas, he writes, "Umiu kasha mihalucha de leil pesach." Well, leil pesach, we say yahalucha, and there's so much in between. Deim varchin lekros halal. There's no bracha lekros halal. We don't say bracha lekros halal. So yahalucha that we say in halal night, where's the bracha? Where's the opening of baruch? Lechach near the bracha she'acher psukim ein tzarch psicha shevlo psichas nikaris haschala. The ancient chiddush Tosas writes, when a bracha follows after psukim, it does not require a beginning with baruch. It's not because in Halal it was Samach Lechaverta of Lekros Halal. It's because it was introduced by Psukim. Why? What's the Svar Lechor? The Svar is Baruch Ata Hashem is a Shevach. You have to begin a bracha with a Shevach. Having Psukim is also serves as a Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's enough to serve as an introduction to a bracha.
Especially Halal.
Especially Halal.
That's all it is Shevach. So
certainly.
So the Rebbe, then you could perhaps say that in the case the Havdalah, where you make all these different lines of
distinctions
or separations from the Torah, so there you have the Psukim, right? The separations from the Torah, and then that's why you could just say that last that one liner of the bracha, call it a day.
Say that again. That
in Havdalah we said you could say the biblical sources as the lines of separation,
and not start
with a bracha. And then you'd be able to say Baruch Hashem, Amad Mekol Shachol.
I guess the only question would be is those aren't actually psukim; those are references.
No, oh yeah.
So you might actually need psukim.
Not, those aren't true psukim; they're all references
right.
to the psukim.
Right.
Gotcha.
Okay. So we'll stop here.
I'll